Hey, what up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our podcast, Guys, We Fuck, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. We interview on this episode comedian and podcaster Andre Kim, who is just a fucking sweetheart.
Oh my God, I love him.
We talk about some, you know, dating with someone who doesn't think romance is dead, who likes to get to know women.
Who wants to know them before he fucks them.
Who wants to hold the door for you. Aww. You know, just really unexpected, especially with who he is on stage. If you want to hear the full interview, you're going to go over and subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts by going to apple.co/GWF. That's apple.co/GWF.
You know, don't mind that. Just know that the episode will sound fine.
You see a young man welding in my basement, but you know, it's not being picked up on the level. So.
Is he cute?
He's okay.
Yeah.
A little young? Yeah.
What's too young for you?
Anyone younger than me. But okay. You know what? That's a very judgmental thing to say. I don't know. I've taken a year off of dating, and I'm going to go back. So I don't know.
But you're seeing someone. You're always seeing someone, right?
Slut. Who, me?
No. I mean, I don't know. It's New York City. I'm kind of more like that.
I feel like I do. Like, I was thinking about it last night. I'm like, oh, I kind of always am seeing someone, but it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah.
Because I guess I'm so disinterested in them most of the time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I'm
like
not.
You turned
she's
off?
Not interested, and I'm too interested.
See, the thing is, like, I really only. I think my brain only. Like, if I wrote them all down, I'd be like, oh, damn, you are always seeing someone. And I know, like, my family definitely thinks that of me. But I think
that's
my brain
thing.
Only digests it as the people that I really care about, which is, like, three people in my entire life, you know. But those people have, like, you know, for a hold on me for quite some time.
Mm.
How old are you?
I just turned 27.
Oh, okay.
Like,
oh, you a young thing.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm pretty young.
Yeah.
But I'm not that young anymore.
You're 27.
When you're a man, yeah. I mean, 27 is like you were just born.
Yeah,
I
people
know.
Talk to you like, me and my friend were just talking about this. Like, when you're like in your young 20s, people talk like down to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything.
When you're
you say,
a woman, people talk down to you all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
But they also like do anything true. For you. So it's like, it's a toss up.
Right. Like anything you say, people will be like, oh, you.
Right.
What are you? You're 25.
You're just stupid. You won't be stupid soon.
Yeah, exactly.
I, as somebody who has lived through my 20s fully, I will say 30s is way better. But, you know, it's that's also coming from the perspective of a woman. That's like, you know yourself better. I really enjoy that part.
Mm.
You can go about your life in a way that's smoother because you speak up for yourself as it happens and you don't have trouble. I don't know. Do you have trouble speaking up for yourself?
No, I mean, just recently I just started getting good at that, like, especially on dates. Like, I'm really skinny, and I've noticed that, like, especially girls, they'll, like, comment on how skinny I am.
Oh, really?
See, what I never think of you as someone who, like I'm looking at you now, like, I never...
That's not what I think of you.
It's the angle. Yeah, I'm scrawny.
Or is that why
you
wear the jacket?
Yeah, it's an illusion.
Cover them bones.
Yeah,
you seem like you could handle something, though, like, if something went down. Because that's what women really want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm working out now to try to make that better.
That's so funny.
So wait, what? It just left me. Well, what do they say?
So, like, I remember one time I was on this date with this girl, and again, I pay for everything. Not that that means anything, but you know, gentleman shit. And first date, drinks, dinner, it's racking up. Out of nowhere, we're talking something about the gym.
Uh huh.
I'm like, yeah, I think you know. I think I'll work out sooner. I think I was going to the gym, and uh-huh. She was like, "You, look at you. You don't work out. Look at you."
What a bitch.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh,
all right, cunt. See you later."
And what? I immediately was like, "All right, yeah, all these drinks and food, you could pay for yourself."
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she was
I
like,
would
what?
That.
And I was like, you're not going to make me feel like shit about my body and
right.
I got to pay for your
right.
drinks and food. I was like, fuck that.
That's very
good.
Rude.
She
good
immediately
you.
Apologized. Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, good. She probably, I wonder if she was shocked that you stood up, that you like, but I'm like, what are you expecting, lady?
Well, I think sometimes though, that's like a thing that we've seen maybe in the past like 10 years is like women, have not been assertive. I've always been assertive, so it's easy for me to say, but like I think women have only just started like being assertive or taught to be assertive.
And we go too far
and they're
the other
doing
way.
It in the wrong way. They think yeah. like being rude or saying something like
it's kind
of edgy, they think that is what being assertive is, when in reality anyone who has like a confidence knows that it's quiet and like you don't need to say mean things to other people to make yourself feel
yeah.
good, and like you don't, and like trying to be edgy is the antithesis of edgy and all those, you know, concepts. But I think that I, because I see it a lot, and I don't think it's coming from a malicious place. I think it's women trying to be more bold and going about it in the wrong way. And then, like, also, like, forgetting that men have feelings, because for so long you guys were raised to act as if you didn't. And that's why, that's why I am actually very pro younger guy. I've had very limited experience on dating apps, but younger men, just, you really, you can see the change in, even in in 10 years, like the way they, the way young men talk, the way they follow up, the way they appreciate women who are doing well. It's really refreshing. Like, the only problem is, like, young men a lot of times look like young like, and baby. That is not
but you
baby, you actually, and not in a bad way, you,
I thought you were, you were our,
you look
our
like
age,
you're 30,
not
like older, at least, like, which is good for a man.
Either get that or, like, you look like you're 12.
No, you don't. You look, because you're put together, I think that's why.
It's all a
12 year old boys do not dress well.
Yeah, that's
true. Unless they have rich parents. But what say you, young man? Do you feel like you appreciate ladies?
I do appreciate ladies. I don't think ladies appreciate me.
That's fucked up.
You know what I'm
saying? Why? Because, like, I, when I saw you, when we were on a show the other day, like, I just hadn't seen you perform in a while, and, like, you just had such, like, control over the audience, and I feel like even though, like, those two women in the audience were definitely trying to fuck you.
Do not pick up on it.
I don't think so.
You don't? Really?
No. Guys don't know when women are trying to have sex with
no,
them.
No, I usually have a good... Yeah, no, I tried following up with that girl. There's, like...
you were better looking than her, though.
I don't know about that.
But. No, you I was there. You have eyes. I'm telling you.
The girl with the lingerie top?
It's factual. But
with the big breasts?
Knockers?
Yeah.
Titties?
Yeah, bitties? You're just like, yeah. That kind of girl is like a dime a dozen, you know?
But you, Andre,
I hope she doesn't listen to the show,
star.
But she is. There was nothing interesting about her.
I love this show.
Yeah. I really do feel that way, though.
Yeah, she's a basic bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basic
yeah.
as fuck.
Well, the thing
then
about...
Then you're not basic.
No, well, I don't... Well, the thing about me is that, like, I'm not one of these, like, dudes. A lot of my guy friends, like, when they go out, they're like, yo, we're going to get some pussy tonight, man. Where the bitches at, motherfucker?
Right.
And when they're on a date, like, man, I hope I get in the pussy, man. I hope I get the bitch. You know how guys are.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
like
really,
that.
I've never related to that. I am the opposite of that. Like, I don't do sex on the first date. I don't do one night stands. I don't.
Feels like you're more of a romantic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny. And I feel like that also conflicts with the type of people that you hang out with.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Very much
comedians.
So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then also, like, the specific group of comedians that you hang out with.
Yeah. Cause, you know, it's
fuck romance, bro. Get pussy.
Kind of similar, but not.
Yeah.
But the energy is the same kind of in terms of women.
Do your male friends, are any of your male friends romantic?
No.
Only one. Do they know that you're romantic?
Yeah, do you guys talk about that?
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they think I'm a pussy.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say, probably. They probably make fun of you for it, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's in love, here we go.
They're just jealous because they can't feel.
Well, does your behavior change when you're in love? Or are you one of those friends that, like, we lose sight of for months when you're in love?
Where's Andre?
Never that.
Okay, good.
Like, good.
I hate that person.
That's a lot of balance, then.
I lost my virginity at 21, so I was always, like, the third wheel growing up.
Okay.
And I would have so many friends that would just fall off.
Yeah.
With the girl.
So you got to see it.
So I got to see it, and, I'm never like that.
Okay.
You know?
So how do you act when you're in love?
I've only really been in love once, but it's
you're making me nervous.
I know, me too.
No, because it was like, it was so weird for me because, like, when it happened, it was like, I would just think about her, like, all the time.
So upset, like, obsessive.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I feel like that's what love, that's what people associate love with. And that's my experiences are like that.
Mm.
But I'm like, me wonders. If that's healthy
that.
Or not. I don't know.
When was this? And did she feel the same?
No.
Oh.
So it was unrequited love.
Sometimes that makes it worse. And you almost obsess about them more.
I would argue that the fact that it was unrequited means that it, by definition, it can't have been love. But
right.
You'll get to that. But I'm 35.
There's got to be a word for one-way love. torture, torture, obsession, but like
good but, music and comedy.
But some, a lot of languages.
I have really great playlists.
A lot of culture or a lot of languages will have various words for love. Like, I love you romantically. I love you friendship. I love you, and it's not required. Like all these shades of love, and you're like, wow, that's beautiful. And then English is just like, one word covers it all, and I guess you got to pay attention to the inflection. I don't know. Is it italicized?
Wait, do you speak Korean?
Not enough to like hold a conversation.
Oh, because I was like, are there different language, you know, words for different kinds of love in your language? Because we only speak one language,
yeah, barely.
That's really interesting. I never thought about that though.
In Italian, there's multiple words for love. That one I know. And then what other language was it?
I wonder why
this
that
sounds
is.
Like you got all this information out of one of those small books at the checkout at Barnes & Noble. Like a little book on romance.
Yeah, like
a romance for every day.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you want to pick up a poem and just go right to it.
Oh my God, so. A lot of red and pink books.
Yeah, color-coded them.
Yeah, because then
that's
goes
what single women do.
It goes up to yellow.
Single women in their 30s stay home and they color-code their books.
You're not single.
Yeah, I am.
No, are you?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, oh, okay. But I intentionally took a year off, and it's been really nice. I usually don't take time off.
So not even a little casual bump, bump, bump?
No. Nope.
Really?
Yeah. No sex. No dick in my vagina.
No sex?
Yes, correct.
What?
I didn't set off to do that, but I was falling for people and loving people that were not good. And what? So that was very jarring to me, and so I needed to take a step back and recalibrate.
Well, it's distracting, right?
It's distracting. It's fun. It's addicting.
It's always fun.
Not
it's not fun.
Productive. And I'm one of those motherfuckers. I'll peace out.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't like that. So I really, really did some deep dives this past year. So now I'm very excited to be out.
You seem
dating.
Perplexed. Like, are you continuously fucking?
No.
Oh, okay. So then why would we be?
You say it as if you
no,
are.
No, just because I've heard like
I have a podcast called
episodes.
What'd you hear?
No,
what'd
you hear? Like
what's the word
episodes
on the street?
Well, any of the ones you
know.
Heard that
we
aren't behind the paywall were
fucked.
From years ago when we probably were fucking nonstop.
Well, I've been, that's usually in my MO. But
oh, okay.
So I wanted to change it up and I got a dog. And I named him Kevin.
No, I don't really fuck that much. If I have a girlfriend, obviously, I'd like to fuck all the time. But I'm not one of these guys that just like, you know, everyone in the city is like, oh, I got a lineup, man. I got this girl. I got that girl. I got
I love that you only hang out with for your friends.
No, but you know how people do that? I got Queens. I got Brooklyn. I got Staten. I got this one here. And I'm like, but you still have nobody.
Right. It's empty. Your heart is empty.
You still don't have a plus one.
Yeah. Right.
So
what
are we doing?
I hope you say that to them.
That's so sweet.
Men need a man like you in their lives.
They do. And I'm so glad you exist. Be friends with more dudes that are like that, which it sounds like you already are. But tell them about
continually befriend the trashier,
the trashiest men you can find, and then impart your romantic values onto them.
It's a real mitzvah.
It's hard when you're like the only one.
I feel like there's no way that you are the only one, but you're the only one comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's my theory. Because I think with romance. And men,
especially
being romantic.
Young men, because it is made fun of like societally, like
which is such
that's
shit,
what we're told. Like,
women
young men are supposed to be like out sowing their seed, and you know, so that's what, all the kind of like information that you're intaking. Because just as much as we blame like the beauty industry for why women like can't eat a sandwich without spiraling, it's you know, you guys are getting.
Every
this,
time I pick up a salad, I'm like, ugh.
Right, like yeah, well, there's just like a pictures of women eating salads, smiling, and
like
listen,
like,
I do love
girl.
A salad, but
I have a lot of shit on it.
That's just me. I personally just love vegetables but
ew.
But I think like it is, you know, it's almost like you're made fun of if you're a guy who just like settles down and has this like kind of like wifey early or something.
Yeah, like you ever watched The Mask,
the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey? Yes.
Like, do you remember his character, how he was like the nice guy and he would write in to like this
forgot the origin story of The Mask.
Okay,
like
Cameron
me.
Diaz didn't look at him until he
I never heard someone compare themselves to The Mask. I love
it. It's my favorite movie.
Wow, what a unique favorite
not a bad
movie
choice.
No,
mine's
but like,
Flubber.
No, but I just I don't relate to the whole like I gotta fuck it. Like I got a date after this.
Okay, oh, now we know why you showed up looking so
yeah, now
no,
you got those sneakers with the rings on them.
I would do I would do this anyways.
Did you meet on an app?
She was following me and then she did that
like,
thing.
Like in person or?
Or on Instagram. Was it a stalker?
Men can get followed physically and not feel endangered, and that I'm jealous of.
Yeah. If anything, it's a compliment. I'm like, ooh.
Wow.
She likes me.
But I don't know if, like, this is going to sound whatever, but I don't know if we met after a show one time or, like, there was no prior messages.
Okay.
I really don't remember, but.
So somehow this woman came into your life.
Well, don't commit yet, because once this episode comes out, your DMs will be, a lot of people will be sliding in.
Well, yeah, they're going to look at my pictures and be like, wow, he looks like that. The voice does not.
The voice doesn't necessarily. Yeah, but I mean, you act like do you not think you're handsome?
I went to a high school in Connecticut where it was like all white kids.
Right.
And when you're the only Asian person, listen, people in suburbs in Connecticut, they're not
open-minded and cool.
Yeah, they want to date other white kids.
Oh, yeah.
So I was always like, I never made out with anyone, but like, I had one kiss in high school. I never had a girlfriend in high school, any of that. And everyone was always, you know, going to this dance, holding hands, making out in the locker. So I was always like,
Andre, the most romantic one, more romantic than any of those whiteies, I'm
Damn.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm like very self-aware. So I was like, all right, I don't have it. And you either have it or you don't. I don't have it. I'm cool with that. And then,
oh, so that was your view. It wasn't these bitches suck.
Yeah, that was my view. I was like, it's just me. It's me.
Oh.
I was like, that's fine.
So you internalized it.
And then I moved back to New York, and then I started getting more attention, and I'd be like,
yeah, New York, yeah.
I was like, is this a prank?
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'd be like, this is, what?
But you lived in a home with mirrors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a handsome guy.
But yeah, like, no. Handsome is handsome. It doesn't matter.
Sometimes when you're the person, it's hard to tell if you're good looking or not, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, when
nobody's. Because you're looking at you, you know?
Yeah, and plus when nobody's.
Mine is the opposite, because no one was paying attention to me in school, and I kept looking in the mirror and go, this is good.
Me too.
I was like, I don't know.
Honestly, that me
what
too.
Everyone's These problem fools. With their eyes are, or if they need to get a checkup at the nurse's
the problem
office.
Is everybody else.
But
and
this
not
looks
me.
Good. Yeah. That was literally me for years. I was my own hype woman.
It still is you. Well, I mean, not that no one.
But
I mean,
now,
you get noticed.
As soon as I moved to the city, I got hit on a lot. But
the
but
city
it was,
is amazing.
But I'm white, so it wasn't like a city. Maybe people just want to fuck more in the city. I mean, because for me, the reason why. No one was hitting me in high school because I was like weird. I was like, people thought I was like practicing witchcraft in my room, which I was. So
I can see that.
Yeah. And I still do. But yeah, I just kept looking and I go, I was like, I have to move to the city where people have like a better palette.
Yeah.
Because this is some low grade fucking Jersey Shore crunchy hair shit going on in
Jersey,
this school.
Yeah.
Ain't doing no highlights, no yellow highlights.
That is hilarious that you looked in the mirror and you're like, I am everything.
Yeah, I literally would just, I was like, no, this is good.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good.
It's not that it's not good. Yeah.
And like, once I get in my head, you can't tell me nothing.
Well,
so.
I can't tell you nothing. I always look in the mirror and I'm like, yes, bitch.
Yeah, I go, and I'm obviously not every, like, some days I'll have a bad day, but like some days I do look bad. Like, if you know, like if you have a breakout or you're just like, you're exhausted, like, but that's not, you know, if I, you know, some days you just have a bad day. And that's why I don't agree with like every day you're beautiful and perfect. Like,
no,
some days
you're
you have like a big zit on your nose and you don't want to go out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So being a romantic guy, you know what sucks for me is like.
I love the way you're sitting right now. Can we just take a second to appreciate this?
He swung one of his legs over.
Your man's spreading, but you got a pillow over your dick.
A pink
and
pillow
your stomach
that he's holding.
That hugging like a bear. It's very
lipstick.
Sweet.
It's beautiful.
Very sweet. You got your notes.
No, so obviously you guys know about negging.
Yeah. We talk about nagging a lot.
I did it to a guy once and it worked. And I was like, oh my God, I'm disgusted with myself.
It works for guys too. Yeah.
Yeah. I see it work. It's probably worked on me a bunch back in the day.
Works for a lot of, I've done it to like people. I'm
like, how does it feel when you do it?
Some pretty prominent people in these three. And I'm like,
yeah,
works.
I did it to a prominent person and I was like, what the fuck?
When you do it to prominent people, it's funny. And doing it to anyone else feels bad though. I mean, doing it to, I like to do it to really hot men when I'm on stage.
Yeah, it's fun.
Because no one talks
They're
to,
good sports.
Like, no one talks, especially
they
female
are.
Comics, don't talk to the hottest guy in the room. But to
Mistake.
Me, that's what I always do.
Mm.
That's like my go-to.
Well, since I'm a romantic guy, it kind of like breaks my heart when I have to neg. I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, you don't have to.
No, but you know what the thing is?
Man,
like,
you know, she
you're...
gives me no other choice.
You
I guess I got to neg.
That's
you,
what
but
I'm
wait,
saying.
You are very smooth.
But wait, in what situation, Andre, do you have to neg or do you feel like you have to?
So it's just a string of things because it's like people forget that, like, not to be like whatever, but when you're, you know, you got to go out and with guys and dating, especially in the city, there's so many rules. It's like you got to pick up the bill. You got to, when you're walking on the street, they got to be on the inside.
These are like old school rules. I mean, it's lovely that you subscribe to them.
No,
but.
So I forgot about the inside sidewalk thing. This girl a couple weeks ago was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, we're just walking to the next bar. And she's like, I got to be on the inside.
What?
And
okay. Like, so this kind of etiquette shit. How old was she? If the man is executing these rules, great. You enjoy them. Cool. But if not, shut the fuck up.
It's like
you're not gonna die because the guy's walking towards the street.
What the fuck?
You're not that delicate, bitch.
But also, it's funny. It's like, well, why should you get hit by a car first? So if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about,
she might be worse than you. Well, who says you should die?
Because I think there's a lot of young people who won't even know this rule. Because I literally learned it from a 50-year-old man. That's the first person I dated who subscribed to this rule, and he explained it to me. But it's that
it's silly.
When you're walking down the street, in a heterosexual relationship or even just situation. The woman has to be on the inside because if a car veers off onto the sidewalk, apparently the man should die first. I think it's like whoever has the better credit score should walk on the inside.
Because they're better to society.
Who's contributing more to society? Who's the last one who volunteered
on
the inside?
So I think before you start out on your walk, you have to compare assets, and then that's who walks on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, you think I'm going to stop him?
Right.
It's a car.
You're a human. You're not going to stop a car.
You're going to get run over and then she's going to get run over and then you're both dead.
Right.
Or even if the idea like they get out to like kidnap her, like.
Oh, kidnapping is involved too. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of
that. Does that happen?
I mean,
to kids.
There were a couple times.
They're kids.
There have been a couple situations like in the news in the past couple of years where people were.
Just run up, get you and go back.
Yeah, they were put into vans. But I mean, I don't think
she
it's going to be.
That's so funny.
There was usually a reason.
I'm doing this now.
Like, I don't think it's going to be the girl that you're on a date with. No offense to who you date, but I don't think that's going to be like the target.
She's probably too old.
The girl you met on Hinge isn't going to be the one the government needs.
That's a great app.
I wish. Thanks for listening to that clip from our interview with comedian Andre Kim. If you want to hear the whole thing, you're going to head over to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts. So go to apple.co/GWF. Again, that is apple.co/GWF. Have a great week.